Okay, so in this talk I will report about the status of the activities of the Neutrino Mediterranean Observatory collaboration. I will briefly present some important results about the site exploration activities, then discuss some comparison between different detector architecture proposed for the kilometer cube, and showing what is the our proposed preliminary project for the kilometer cube, and then come to finally to the presentation of this what we call the phase one project, which aims at the demonstration of the some key technologies proposed for the kilometer cube. Here's the collaboration, which includes a number of INFN sections plus some other institutes, Italian institutes for that have collaborated with us, especially for what concerns the site exploration activities. In this past 5 or 6 years, we've done a lot of sea campaigns to select first a site and then characterize it completely. And finally, we have chosen this site, a site which is about 80 kilometers southeast of the southernmost tip of Sicily, in the southern Ionian Sea. It's near the Capo Passero, that is here. And on this site, we have measured a lot of oceanographical and water optical properties. I will show you some results about the optical properties, especially, and then I will skip the other, because it will take much too long time to show all the data we have. What we have measured is basically the absorption attenuation lengths with a setup that allows us to measure these quantities along the whole water column from the surface down to the bottom, together with some other oceanographical properties like temperature and salinity of the water. This has been measured in several campaigns in different seasons of the year. And what should be noted in this figure is first that below 2,000 meters, the water optical properties are rather stable, and there is no variation with the season. While on the contrary, you see that for shallow waters, strong seasonal effects is observed. Data are summarized here for the 440 nanometer wavelength averaged over this bottom 500 meters in this plot. The second point concerns the optical background. You've heard already about what this optical background is due in Antares talk. Basically, there are two sources. One is the potassium 40, which gives a rather stable baseline, and the light, the bioluminescence, which shows up as random high frequency burst, which have been shown to be very rare in this Capo Passero site. In parallel with this, we've also, in collaboration with a biology institute, we have measured the counted the number of bacteria, luminescent bacteria, as a function of depth, and finding that below this 2,500 meters, there is almost nothing. Data concerning the background have been taken with two different setups. One realized by the NEMO collaboration, for which in a short time period of a couple of days, we measured a rate of, the average was 28.5 kilohertz. And after, for a longer period, about 45 days, data were also taken in last spring, using the setup realized by the Antares collaboration. And what is shown here is the baseline rate, which is shown to be stable around 30 kilohertz, and the fraction of the bus called bus fraction, so the time exceeding the 200 kilohertz, a 200 kilohertz threshold, which is in the, on the average of 0.2% with no more than 1% of the occurrences. To quickly and briefly summarize the data, I will just say that the absorption lengths measured are compatible with the optically pure seawater. The values are stable throughout the years and the seasons, and this is very important. It's a very important issue because this variation on the attenuation or absorption length will directly reflect on the performance of the detector in terms of the effective area. The background is very low, and what I haven't shown you, but the other data shows that also the, from the oceanographical point of view, the site is very it's very good. It's close to the coast, but far from the shelf breaks, which can be potentially dangerous. The currents are very low; they are 2.23 centimeters per second in the average, and the sedimentation rate is rather low. What has been done also is the a development of some kind of a preliminary project for the kilometer cube. For this has been used for this preliminary feasibility study that has been conducted in, together with some companies that work in this sea operation field. The layout used was this one, so a square array of structures holding the photo multipliers and seabed network of cables and junction boxes. Different solution for the structures for the texture structure have been studied. What we are proposing is what we call it a tower. That is a structure made of. I will show this in more detail later. But it's composed by a sequence of stories or floors interconnected by cables and kept tensioned by a buoy on the top. And we also tested with numerical simulation a solution made with strings of vertically spaced photomultipliers. A comparison with a similar number of photomultipliers between this tower and the string solution is shown here. Well, you see that the effective area is more or less the same. You may notice also that the performance of the string solution, the string architecture, in terms of angular resolution at low energy for the vertically going muons, is much poorer than the tower solution. We've also what is shown here is a comparison of the detector performance, the tower architecture, with different background rates ranging from 20 to 120 kilohertz, showing that this the effect is on of this background on the detector performance is rather strong. So now I'll come to this to phase one project, which is basically a technological demonstrator of all the technical solution proposed for the kilometer cube detector. This project is under realization in Catania. Presently, the shore laboratory is already realized, and the 28 kilometer electro-optical cable is already deployed. What we are going to do in the next years is to realize and deploy a system composed by three junction boxes and two towers of the type I've shown you. The project is now completely is fully funded, and the completion of the project is foreseen by the end of 2006. The tower, as I said, is a structure that is made by a sequence of the stories, 20 meter long bars, which offers the very interesting possibility of being packed for transportation and for deployment, and unfurled to reach the final configuration only after the deployment on the sea bottom. This proof of concept of this technique It's been demonstrated with a recently, a couple of months ago, with a 1-to-5 scale model of the tower deployed in shallow waters that was opened and closed back again successfully. For the real operation, we will use make use of remotely operated vehicles to perform this both the unfurling of the tower operation, but also the connection to the to the C-band network. The other object we are going to test in this Phase 1 project is a new concept of junction box, which is different from the, it's an alternative design to the standard junction box like the Antares one, which is a big titanium container. What we are trying to do is to decouple the two problems of pressure resistance of the junction box and corrosion resistance. This is by made by doing, by putting a small steel container inside in an oil bath inside a larger fiberglass container. The electronics for the system is also in a very quite well advanced stage. The boards for the optical module electronics are already ready in their final version. They are under test now. But this has been done with a standard, let's call it a standard electronic solution. And in parallel, we also developed a new chip, low power consumption chip that will be necessary for the kilometer cube to reduce the power consumption of the whole telescope. And this is in the final testing phase and will be tested underwater in some other modules in the Phase 1 project. The floor electronics, this is the board where the signals from the optical modules are concentrated on each floor of the tower and transformed from converted from electrical to optical is also almost ready. The design is ready, it is under production. It will be tested by the end of this year. And finally, the data transmission system is in a quite advanced stage of development. It's completely defined in its characteristics, and the realization is starting now. The concept is that we will make use of this WDM technology, transmitting first each floor will use a different wavelength. This will be multiplexed at the level of tower junction box and send along to shore with one fiber, where data will be recovered, decompressed again. So, I come to the conclusion, the summary. I've shown some of the results concerning the site exploration activities, which I've shown at the end that is Capo Passero can be an optimal site for the location of the kilometer cube detector. As shown you some results of our feasibility study and the proposed detector architecture, kilometer cube detector architecture. In this study, I already say this, all the parts of the detector have been considered and studied, and also the installation, deployment, maintenance issue of the kilometer cube have been considered. The present activities is essentially focused on this Phase 1 project to realize the subset of the kilometer cube detector that will be ready by the end of 2006. Future plans, of course, include the completion of all the R&D activities, especially this Phase 1 project, and followed by the construction of the kilometer cube within a large international collaboration, which we will see the first steps in the following talk that Lee Thompson will give. Thank you very much.
This is open for questions now.
Yes.
Would you go back to the first, second slide or so, where you were showing the optical measurements as a function of depth? Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. So it looks like on your attenuation 440 curve there, one of those, the blue measurement, which I guess is March 02, looks to be about twice as good as the other measurements. Yet
it's inside the right. System. It's in the systematic errors of the, because these are very.
So those are not real values that you're plotting there. They need calibration. Is that right?
The average values are shown here. With the systematic error bars, which are essentially the systematic errors on the instrument. You see that within the error bars, the data are consistent in all the.
Even though the central value is at least a factor of two different.
Less than this. We are dealing with very, very small values because this instrument measures the difference. What you see here is the difference between the what the instrument measures is the difference between the pure water and the seawater. Therefore, we are dealing with very, 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 very small differences between very, very small values.
Well, if there are no further questions, let's thank Paolo for a very nice talk.